Hi, we're here with Gavin Smith,
the Detroit Lions team photographer. I'm very inspired with photography, so I'm coming to the best for information. So if you could tell me a few things that you do with the camera, that'd be awesome.
Sure. One of the things I like to do is I like to start out with my ISO. ISO is going to give me my quality. The higher the ISO, the more grain. The lower the ISO, the more clear and more vibrant the picture is going to be. So I try and set up my sets that way. I look at the ISO and start setting my f-stops and my shutter speed from that.
So tell me how we would shoot indoors a still portrait of Ryan.
Okay. What we would do on a day like today, we don't have a lot of light coming in. We can either use two things. We can use a portable flash, or we can just use available light. On a day like today, it's pretty easy because it's a cloudy day outside and we have very flat light. So we don't have any harsh shadows. So we can do it with just that, or we can start filling with a flash. The one thing, if we're going to fill with a flash, is as we put light on him, our background's going to start to drop down. So the big thing we want to do is not use too much power out of our flash so our background doesn't become very dark.
Okay.
Too much of the flash will literally make this place go completely dark. Not enough flash, you won't see him that well. So
right.
What we want to do is just a nice, happy medium. We want to obviously see what she wants
right.
to see for
sure. Yes. Good.
All right, Ryan, well, we taught Mary Beth how to make you look good and in a portrait setting. Now, I know you like sports photography, so what we're going to do is we're going to go from my setup that is more for portraits to my sports setup. It's a little bit longer glass, as you can see,
yeah.
A little heavier. So I have a different camera that shoots a higher frame rate. So what we'll do is we'll set this camera up to shoot a little higher speed, and we'll get Mary Beth a good workout here while you're shooting or running.
Let's do it.
All right, Ryan, here's what we're going to do. We're going to set you up to shoot some sports stuff. What we've done is we've raised up our shutter speed to stop her in motion. We've had to bring our ISO up a little bit so we can stop her in motion with the higher shutter speed. So first thing I like to do is raise up your camera, get it to where it's about eye level. There we go. Mm-hmm. I prefer to have my hand on the lens hood. Other people prefer to have it on the monopod. That looks good for you right there. Find her in the center thing. I'll show, since she's running at us, let's put it vertical here. There we go, and we're gonna wanna put that red dot right on her as she runs. Mary Beth, you ready to give us a run?
All right, I'm focused.
All right, you're focused, and here we come, and run.
Nice. Taking off like a receiver.
Yeah.
She's a little slower than you guys are.
Yeah. That's how my background. Nice. Those are pretty good.
Oh, ooh. Nice little smile.
Oh, yeah.
That's what we got to get right there. Oh, look at those high knees.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Uh-huh. Those are fun.
Nice.
Gavin, so if there was one thing you can tell us to do to perfect our craft, what would it be?
Practice. Just get out, whatever it is. If it's her shooting you, you shooting her, running around. If it's landscapes, if it's when we fly into a town and it was a cool landscape, get out after your meetings, get out and play on the road. Best thing you can do is just take a bunch of pictures and have fun with it.
For sure. Yes. Appreciate it.
Thank
Anytime.
You so much.
Anytime.
So much fun.
You guys were fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.